Hey, Sports Choir here with Georgia Tech volleyball head coach Michelle Collier. How this weekend, or this past weekend, you had four matches, won 3 out of 4, starting with the 3-0 sweep of Siena. Discuss that matchup and your performances of your middles.
Oh, yeah, the middles were great that match. I mean, it was a good match for us to come out, first match of the season. We knew we would be playing a team that's used to winning. And so it was a good good kind of first match. We were able to work some things out and then get in a rhythm and be able to have a balanced offense, which is something that we're always striving for. So it was great to be able to see the middles be effective and hit a high percentage.
Right, and then on the next day, we'll discuss the win first against UT Martin, a 3-0 victory. Sydney Wilson, another strong performance. And then with Lauren Pitts as well, we'll go back to your Siena matchup. Just discuss their performances this weekend, those two in particular.
Yeah, I mean, those two are, you know, we want to make sure that they're more and more involved in our offense and defensively, of course, as well, because they're kind of coordinating the blocking and playing a big role on that. So, I mean, we want to make sure that they're holding a lot of responsibilities. They're being effective with what they're doing. And, you know, how efficient they can be attacking, it just makes things up easier for everybody else around them. So, I mean, they worked hard. They did a good job establishing themselves. The setters did a good job putting them in good positions to score. And we were kind of able to build off of that and be able to have a balanced offense throughout those two matches because our middles were so efficient. So it's kind of what we need from them every time they step on the court, and we'll continue to search for that more and more.
Right. You did drop a match to Coastal Carolina 3-2. Talking with Tegan, you have a five-set match, second day of your regular season.
Yeah.
Is that, obviously, the stamina-wise, that's a lot, but can you take some positives from that as well, of making those in-game adjustments and dealing with the fifth set?
Yeah, I mean, I think that was it just showed us that we got to stay consistent with the way that we're playing, and I thought we came out great. We executed the way we wanted to execute against them, but of course we were expecting them to play better and put more pressure on us, and that's what they did, and we didn't respond or sustain the level of consistency from the service line and from our passing to be able to diversify our offense and be able to stop their offense. And so I think that they kind of served better and passed better than we did those two games that we lost, and we were able to kind of gain the advantage back on the fourth set and be able to, you know, put more pressure again on them with our serve. And then in the fifth game, we just kind of, there was a string of serving errors there that we just kind of let the game slip away from us, and we didn't really give ourselves a chance to be in that match. So, I mean, it was great to see that we were able to fight back and put ourselves in a position to win the match again. And then learn from what we did that fifth game and make sure that we're not doing that when we get another opportunity.
Right, and lastly from that tournament, on your last match against Citadel, 3-0 victory, Ashley Askin had a career day, a lot of career highs for her. Just discuss her performance and the depth that you're starting to see from your middles and outsides.
Yeah, Ashley played great, and this is also, again, what we know she's capable of doing against any opponent. And being consistent for us, and she needs to be reliable. She needs to be someone that's helping us keep balls in play and steal at the same time, put balls away and be aggressive. So just kind of playing that outside hitter position. And she's getting better and better at it. I think she's getting more consistent, cutting down her errors a little bit, and she's becoming more and more of a threat offensively for opponents to defend, which for us is great.
This weekend coming up, starting Thursday and Friday, you have the Georgia Challenge in Athens. You're facing Mercer, Georgia Southern, and finally UGA on their home court. Discuss the challenge, and did other coaches get together and start this? How long has this been going on, or is this making it kind of easier to get your non-conference Georgia matchups done over one weekend?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, this was something that I just kind of brought it up. We used to do it in South Carolina when I was an assistant coach there, and I thought it was a great way to just kind of expose different areas of the state to the sport and to the schools in the state to just kind of promote the sport a little bit more and create bigger rivalries between all the schools. And everybody was on board for it, and it was great. It's something that we want to do every year. We'll rotate who hosts it. So that every school gets an opportunity to host a fun tournament like that. And it's an exciting thing. It's going to create I think a little more awareness of our sport in the state, and hopefully continue to grow the sport in the state of Georgia.
The highlight is going to be the Georgia matchup on Friday night. I know you have two matches before that. Do you try to avoid the look ahead kind of to that UGA matchup?
We have to. We're not looking ahead at all. I mean, we're excited and looking forward for every match this weekend, and definitely the Friday match is a special match. It's always fun. But all the other matches are just as important, and they're part of the season that we want to create. So, I mean, we are right now studying Mercer and getting ready to play them, and then as soon as that match is over, then we're getting back in the hotel, we're watching video, we're getting ready for Georgia Southern, and then when that's over, then we're getting ready for Georgia. So at the same time, we'll continue to get ready, you know, get better ourselves and train kind of outside of the court, which will kind of help us execute against all those three teams. So that's kind of the mentality we're taking.
And lastly, you also have a home matchup against Auburn that Sunday, kind of a quick turnaround. Obviously facing an SEC opponent, an ACC, there's natural interactions there. But also, you know, you're facing an SEC program, so you know they're going to bring a lot of skill and talent.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Auburn is a great team, and they're getting better and better. Their coaching staff is doing a great job over there with them, so we know. They also play in a very competitive conference, so it's great for us to be able to see that before we head into our own conference that is also going to be very competitive. So it should be a fun matchup. You know, it's always fun to there's a little rivalry between the ACC and the SEC and all those top conferences, and so we definitely are looking forward to that. And we know that they're going to be a hard match, but we're in our home gym, so it'll be exciting to be able to play another match here, O'Keefe.